This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. Our podcast is sponsored by you, the listeners. As a thank you for your continued support, I would choose a random listener to have a no-advert access for free with a winner twice a month. Check the link in the description, and thank you for supporting our podcast. Welcome to my friend's Erotic Stories podcast, Reddit's Best Erotica, where we listen to the best erotica from our friends online. Relax as you spice up your day-to-day lives with a little bit of naughtiness. Feast your eyes to the inspiration of this story, Lauren Phillips. Check her Instagram linked below. Please enjoy a very hot episode of your friend's Erotic Stories. The next story is posted by user DirtyDaydreamZero /erotica. The title of the story is Proving Them Wrong. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
Nathan was 35 and a mechanical engineer. Looking at him, you'd probably assume otherwise. Typically, when not at work, he was in a tight white tank top and cargo pants. With tactical boots, he kept his ball shorts under his cargos in case a game of basketball broke out. Tammy was 23 and lived in an apartment across the complex from Nathan. She was a bit shy, but her full figure always got the boys' attention when she went walking in the afternoons. Nathan had noticed her several times, watching them play their morning pickup games from her balcony. Sipping coffee, he decided to keep an eye on that one. A couple of weeks later, he was walking down to the basketball court and saw her with the hood up on her truck, so he walked over and introduced himself. She was distressed, so he asserted himself, leaned under the hood, and tweaked a couple of things. She was up and running in no time. She was shocked at how intelligent he was and that he had gotten it done so quickly. She canceled the call with AAA and thanked him, offering to pay him. He waved it off with a smile and told her to have a good day. The next Saturday, she was out there again. This time she was in jeans and a t-shirt, but the hood was up and she was frustrated, so he stopped in to check on her. "Baby, your man needs to get you a better ride." "Nathan, I don't need a man to buy me a car. I just need a competent man to fix it. I've got time if you need help. I'd hate to keep you from your game again." "No problem. My help is here. All you gotta do is ask. I do need to go run some errands. Would you mind taking a look?" He stepped in close to her, making deep eye contact. "What's the magic word, baby?" "Nathan, would you please take a look under my hood?" Her seductive tone surprised even her, but he smiled. "What's the magic word?" Pushing her comfort zone, their chests almost touching. "Please," he grinned, accepting that for now. His cock already swelling at the idea of tapping this white girl, he put his hands on her arms. She trembled at his touch. He gently moved her aside, his hand brushing across her tummy, sending shocks through her body. Then he leaned in and started working on her truck. He asked her for a certain wrench. She didn't have one, so he went and got his truck and used his tools to get it fixed. When he was done, his shirt and arms were covered in grease and dirt. She invited him in to wash up and offered to wash his clothes for him. He smiled and slipped his shirt up over his head, tossing it in the trash. "No worries, baby. It's just a shirt. You keep calling me that. You don't like it?" "Not sure. Not used to it. Your eyes sparkle every time I do. Thank you for your help again." "My pleasure. Can I pay you? Do I owe you anything for your time at least?" He leaned in and planted a soft kiss on her cheek, whispering in her ear. "Your money is no good with me, baby. But I'm sure we can work something out." She was shocked, her breath caught in her throat, her mind racing, her nipples hard, and she suddenly realized her panties were wet with excitement. But this felt more like fear. She had invited a stranger into her apartment, but it was Nathan. He seemed like such a nice guy, helping her before. "I'm gonna go play ball now. You said something about having errands to run. I'll see you round, baby." "Yeah, thanks again," she replied in a haze. He saw himself out of the apartment and went on about his day. She pulled herself together and left to run her errands. He saw her around the complex over the next few days and gave her a smile or a wave if he saw her, but didn't approach her again. Tammy got home that night. She had been floundering all day. She had never met anyone so arrogant and direct. How could he have been so cocky? He called her baby. Who the hell? Late that afternoon, she took a shower before meeting friends for dinner. In the shower, something about the heat of the water, she felt his kiss again, and it was like she was standing there in front of him again. His lips touched her cheek, but this time she was standing naked. She had never imagined such. but it was so surreal she couldn't ignore it. So she gave in to her desire and masturbated standing in the shower. Living single, she was used to getting aroused and taking care of it herself. But this time was different. The image of standing naked in front of Nathan. The idea of being fucked by a black man was a first for her. She came in buckets, her entire body convulsing. The moans escaping her uncontrollably. She came down from the rush a few moments later, laying on the floor of the shower. What the fuck was that? She thought to herself. She gathered herself, finished getting ready, and went to meet her friends for dinner. Later that night, she was back home. She had brought home a bottle of wine and slipped into one of her silk nighties to relax. She was browsing the internet and checking emails and got one of those porn invites that everyone called spam. She was about to delete it when one of the messages caught her attention. Blonde takes thick black cock. She didn't want to see that. Gross. How could any woman ... to that? Suddenly she was daydreaming again. She was back out front of her apartment. Nathan was there fixing her truck again. This time, instead of asking if she owed him anything, she sank to her knees on the grass. In the dream, he stepped up to her. One hand took out his cock, the other cupped the back of her head, guiding her. She woke up from the dream mid-orgasm. She stayed up till midnight watching white girls sucking and fucking black guys on the internet. She fingered her pussy to three more orgasms before giving into exhaustion and turning in for the night. The next day, Tammy got up and went to go for a morning run. She had been having the same recurring dreams over and over and had to find a way to shake them. She could never be with a black man. And what would an athletic guy like that see in her? When she got back to her building, Nathan was there. Under the hood of her truck, and there was a bag from the parts house on the ground by his tools. Nathan, what the hell, baby? Hi, he smiled. But she looked more disturbed than happy. Nathan, what are you doing? This thing was just gonna break on you again. Couldn't have you broke down somewhere. So I fixed it. Shouldn't bother you anymore now. He closed the hood and stepped in close to her again, making eye contact. Nathan, you shouldn't have. Baby, it was nothing. Like I said, can't have you breaking down somewhere on the road. I don't know what to say. Say I can come in and wash up. Yeah, sure. You want something to drink? Yeah, water would be really good. You mind? He asked, nodding towards the bathroom. No, please, help yourself. I'll get those waters, she said, as breathless from his proximity as from her run. She grabbed water from the kitchen and went to the living room to wait for him, struggling to maintain her composure. Just looking at him was making her knees weak. Wait, was that? Why was her shower running? Nathan, you okay? Yeah, baby. I'm fine. She turned the corner and he was standing naked in her shower. Nathan, what are you doing? What's it look like? I'm sorry, I just... Here, let me get you a towel. I don't know what to say. You said help myself. So I did, baby. She hung the towel on the rack by the shower and did her best not to stare at him. And it's not what I'm doing. It's what we are doing. Get your clothes off and get in here. What? With? Nathan, I appreciate the help and all, but... Baby, did it sound like a question? Nathan, we... I... No. He stood staring her down. She couldn't make eye contact. She stepped out and into her bedroom. Her hand went to the phone to call the police. But what would she tell them? A neighbor fixed my car and helped himself to a shower after I told him to. She dropped her hand from the phone, her mouth dry. The haze came back to her eyes, and in the next breath, she stripped out of her clothes and stepped into the shower beside him. Standing naked in the shower next to a black man, a large, muscled, black man, his cock curved downward, as large as anything she had seen on the internet videos, and larger than anything she had ever been with. He took her chin in his fingers and looked into her eyes. Who am I? Nathan, she breathed back. Who are you? Your baby. Good girl. Have you ever sucked a dick, baby? Yes. But not like that, she looked down, licking her lips. Well, now you have. He gently tilted her chin up and kissed her, slipping his tongue between her lips, tasting her. He backed away softly. Baby, I'm about to rock your world. I'm not sure about this, Nathan. Baby, you say that like you have a choice. He placed his strong hands on her shoulder and she followed his guidance to her knees as if it were the most natural thing. His other hand cupped the back of her head just like he had in her fantasy. It was like her body was driving itself. What would her friends say if they saw her now? Naked, in the shower, sliding her tongue along a thick black cock. Yet here she was, and it was so delicious, so wonderful. Her juices were dripping down her inner thigh as she began kissing and sucking the mushroom tip. Her hand slid up the back of his thighs and squeezed his butt as she began sucking his slowly, working her way inch by inch. She had gotten about 4 inches into her mouth and worked it slowly with her lips and tongue. He gripped her head firmly and pulled out of her mouth, kneeling in front of her. His hand slid down her breasts and pinched her nipples between his fingers, eliciting a tight hiss from her. Then one of his hands moved down, sliding over her mouth. his fingertips finding the hungry lips of her pussy. He touched her as if he owned her. She had never felt this way. She had never felt so out of control. So small, so unbelievably wanted. He softly stroked her swollen clit.
Baby, I need you to repeat after me. Understand?
No, baby.
Yes, sir.
That's better. His middle finger slipped inside her gently, filling her.
I am going to be a good little cocksucker.
The shock rushed over her. How dare he touch her like that and expect her to say such ridiculous.
I am going to be a good cocksucker, she heard herself recite in a breathy voice.
I am going to follow Master's rules.
Master, who the fuck does he?
I am going to follow all of Master's rules.
Rule 1, wetter is always better.
I will get Master's cock wet anytime he wants. Staring at her, waiting for her reply, she tried to look away from his dark eyes. But with one hand between her thighs, he gripped her jaw firm but gently with his other hand.
Are we going to have a problem, baby?
No, master. She gazed back at him and at that point, she let go.
I am going to be a good cocksucker.
I am going to follow master's rules.
Rule 1. Wetter is always better.
I will wet my master's cock anytime he needs me.
Good girl, baby.
Rule 2.
I will not waste a cock.
I will take all of it.
Let's hear it.
Rule 2.
I will not waste a cock.
I will always try to take it all.
He slipped his finger from inside her and she felt empty.
That's not the rule, baby.
You won't try.
You are going to take every inch of every cock I put in front of you.
Understand?
Yes, master.
Please,
master.
I don't know if I can.
I'll teach you. He stroked her face and slipped his finger between her lips, covered in her juices. She parted her lips and tasted, sucking it hungrily.
What is the rule?
Baby, with his finger still in her mouth.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Rule 2. I will not waste a cock. I will gladly take every inch that my master gives me.
Looking up at him for approval, he leaned in and kissed her forehead, slipping his finger from her lips.
Rule 3. Smiling down at her.
No teeth.
Smiling back up at him. Rule 3.
Master, no teeth.
Rule 4.
No drugs.
I want you clean of mind, body, and soul.
No exceptions.
Rule 4.
No drugs.
Good girl. Now no more words. He stood and rubbed his cock over her face. She ran her tongue over it as he did. He touched her as if he owned her and she had never felt more complete. She was his. When the tip of his cock passed over her lips, she opened her mouth and kissed it and he slowly began feeding it to her. She placed her hands on his hips and began to bob up and down inch by inch. She was both excited and terrified. She still had no idea who this man was, and yet here she was naked in the shower with his cock in her mouth, like some kind of slut ... and it felt wonderful. She bobbed up and down, her lips tight around his thick cock. One hand moved back to his ass, and her other massaged his balls hanging.
That's good, baby, but I think you can do better.
That was one hot story from our friend. Make sure to subscribe and check the links down below to be notified for daily episodes that would make your day a few times spicier as we listen to our friends' erotic stories.